This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Reports are coming in about the severe drought that is plaguing farmers in the Dakotas and other parts of the Midwest. With crop and other crop prices much lower than they were just a few short years ago, farmers were already struggling. Now, with the drought, many farmers may not even have a crop to sell at any price. Cotton farmers in parts of the South have had the opposite problem: too much rain flooding out their fields and stunting their crops. Couple that with the risk management challenges facing the dairy sector, and it boils down to an opportunity to make much-needed changes in the 2018 Farm Bill. When Congress was debating the current Farm Bill 4 years ago, the farm economy was flying high. But we knew the good times would not last. That's why we kept reminding Congress that farm bills are written for the bad times, not the good years. Well, the bad times are here, especially for certain commodities and regions. I recently talked with a farmer who told me he would have been out of business by now if it wasn't for crop insurance helping him survive a disaster year. Others are just as grateful for commodity programs, such as the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs, that help them cope with both low prices and low yields. By keeping farmers in production, the Farm Bill ensures that consumers have a dependable food supply. Last week, the American Farm Bureau Federation sent our 2018 Farm Bill recommendations to Congress. At the top of the list is protecting current Farm Bill spending and prioritizing risk management tools that are so important to help farmers survive years like this one. Now is not the time to pull the rug out from under our farmers. We need a strong, adequately funded Farm Bill now more than ever. Congress must counter a steep 4-year drop in commodity prices that has left farmers and ranchers in worse shape than any time since the Farm Depression of the 1980s, Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney told the Senate Agriculture Committee on Tuesday. Haney's testimony cited growing losses in farm country that increasingly threaten the livelihoods of millions of Americans. 2017 and 2018 will be a critical period for farmers and ranchers, Haney told the committee. Farmers and ranchers are tightening their belts and paying very close attention to their individual financial situations. Simply put, they are in greater need of strong, secure safety net programs and risk management tools than has been the case for several years. Cattle trade flows play an important role across the U.S. well beyond trade deficits and surpluses or volumes. They provide numbers to keep feedlots full and packing plants running efficiently. They provide flexibility to adjust to market conditions along the supply chain in all three countries included in NAFTA. In turn, these cattle become beef, and free trade agreements allow for our processing sector to ship different cuts to those countries that desire them the most. The U.S. would be hard-pressed to consume domestically the variety meats from its own cattle supply. These byproducts would otherwise be considered waste without access to other markets that preferred these meats. Ultimately, these relationships have increased the value of the carcass in the U.S., finding consumers that value each of these cuts. On Tuesday, the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced an atypical case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy had been discovered in an 11-year-old beef cow in Alabama. The animal did not enter slaughter channels and does not present a risk to food supply or human health. There are two types of BSE, classical and atypical, and is not a contagious disease. Atypical cases are different from classical cases in that they arise rarely and spontaneously in cattle over 8 years of age. The World Organization for Animal Health recognizes the United States as being at negligible risk for BSE and has determined that an atypical case does not impact that recognition status. At this time, U.S. trade partners are not reacting negatively to the announcement, and as has been the experience with other atypical cases, this finding should not cause a trade disruption. In recent years, Mexico has been the top export destination for U.S. corn, with Japan serving as a close second. Which market is the top destination tends to be a function of timing, exportable supplies from competing producing nations, and exchange rates. Whether Mexico ranks number one or number two in a given year, it is a market of critical importance for U.S. corn. Since the North American Free Trade Agreement came into effect in 1994, the U.S. has exported more than 163 million metric tons of U.S. corn, valued at nearly $30 billion, to Mexico. Exports have grown more than 7,100% by value and more than 4,700% by volume since 1993. Mexico is also particularly important to the grain sorghum market. For many years, Mexico had, far and away, been the top export destination for U.S. grain sorghum, regularly purchasing more than 50% of exported U.S. sorghum. That situation changed in 2014 once China began aggressively purchasing grain sorghum. Since that time, Mexico has continued to be a steady buyer when exportable supplies have been available, but at a significantly lower level. Representatives Doug LaMalfa of California and John Garamendi of California recently introduced H.R. 2170, the Flood and Agriculture Risk Management Cost Reduction Act of 2017, as a means of reducing the cost and regulatory burden of building, maintaining, and insuring agricultural structures in regulatory floodplains. The National Flood Insurance Program, managed by the Federal Emergency Management Administration, provides flood insurance, floodplain management, and develops maps of flood hazard zones. The NFIP is set to expire September 30th and is currently up for reauthorization. Both AFBF and California Farm Bureau support the legislation, as well as including these provisions in the broader NFIP reauthorization package. Meeting MEAT consumer expectations of ethical animal welfare and international food information blog post points out that when consumers shop for groceries, they typically have a lot on their minds. Finding the bread that has the latest expiration date, deciding what ingredients are needed for a quick crockpot meal, comparing calorie counts, calculating which unit price is actually a deal. Keeping track of the different factors involved in food can be overwhelming. Further noted IFC, the animal agriculture community, made up of farmers and ranchers, veterinarians, nutritionists, meat processing companies, and more, recognizes that animal welfare is a subject of interest and possibly even concern for many consumers. The community has worked to become more and more transparent over the past few decades and wants to be sure that you have access to information to get your questions answered and make informed decisions. To see more about this blog post, check out the link on the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Facebook page. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.